You access it this way. Turning your attention into him is you stepping through the archway of trust in this moment where you're just prioritizing him again. You're saying yes to the reset. You're saying yes to moving forward into this next level of experience, this deeper level of experience with him. That's you, right? That's how we step through the archway of trust. We simply turn our attention to him. That's faith. Because you believe he's there. Otherwise, you wouldn't even turn in, right? We know this, but it's so good to keep resetting ourselves and taking ourselves deeper through the simplicity of our gaze. I'd love just a moment of your time before today's show. If you're hungry for more of God and want to go deeper with Jesus, you're not alone. That's exactly why I created the International Mentoring Community. It's a space where I get to mentor you personally, helping you encounter Jesus in a real, tangible way. So every Friday, I go live on Zoom for an hour of encounter, slowing down, meeting with him, and letting his presence transform us. You'll be surrounded by intercessors and a global family of believers who love and support you. Plus, you get instant access to over 200 past sessions that are filled with teachings and testimonies and life-changing encounters. So if you are ready to experience his love more deeply and connect with a spiritual family that really gets you, join us at jointheimc.com. I can't wait to meet you inside. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright, of course. And in today's time together, I wanted to share with you a recent couple of encounters that I had where Jesus began to impart into me revelation through my experience with him of what he's doing in the life of all of us, in the life of his people around the world right now. There's a holy invitation from him where he's drawing us into a fresh experience. And so I'm extending that invitation today through what I share so that we can go deeper, you know, and I encourage you as I'm sharing, and I will pray for you that you let this be your own conversation with Jesus. Let him take you in, like, you know, the testimony of Jesus that I'm sharing and what Jesus is doing in me, right, is the spirit of prophecy, is an invitation to you from his heart to say, step in. And of course, most of you watching and listening will know that if you've been following me for a while, that I walk this identificational walk as a prophetic person, listening to the heart of Jesus, and he shares with me incrementally what he's doing and how he's moving in the body of Christ. So, very recently, I was just sitting with Jesus, resting, becoming aware, tuning back in to his presence within me, just tuning in, resting, kind of putting my ear on his heart, so to speak. And the spirit realm just opened up. And I saw this, I began to be immersed in this amazing, brilliant white light. And as I looked and I could feel myself being enveloped in the glory of God, and as I looked, I saw Jesus moving towards me out of the glory. Well, coming through the midst of the glory is a better way to say it. And then I saw that, feel his presence, wow, that he is the source of the light. He was the source of the glory. And then as he came and stood in front of me, he handed me this pure plate of silver. And it was radiant. Literally, it was shining with the light of the glory that was moving out from Jesus as the source and enveloping both of us. It was all around him. And it was just this brilliant, brilliant light. And he held it up to me like a mirror. It was so pure. And as he held it up and I looked at this plate, and he's continuing to unfold this revelation to me. You know how he speaks to us, and then there's multiple applications to it as we journey on through our life. And it was one of those, you know, it's just, I could feel the depth of the revelation. And then this was the first level unfolding into my awareness. So as I looked, and hear this for yourself, remember Jesus is speaking to all of us. I could see myself clearly. And the light, I was reflecting, my image was reflecting back to me, but it was revelation. I was seeing myself as I really am through the eyes of the Lord's heart. And then I realized that the light, the glory of God that was pouring out from him this way was purity. And I was being bathed in purity. And I understood in my spirit that this level of purity was bringing forth multiple changes inside of us of greater discernment, greater wisdom, greater ability to comprehend the mysteries of God, the Word of God, just deeper understanding, deeper levels of capacity to trust Jesus, to move in his authority, because the lenses that affect our ability to be a pure expression of him consistently and to understand his heart consistently, those filters that interfere with, that come from the experiences we go through in life, right? They were gone. They were gone. There was this simplicity inside of me and rest inside of me. And I became still and even more uncomplicated on the inside. And it was just absolutely profound. And so then I came out of that experience and just sat in this exquisite, fresh state of being immersed in the purity and the holiness of who God is. Just sat there savoring the moment and in agreement with him that this would become each one of our experience, which is what he's inviting us to receive from him by faith. Then I went into a second experience, which was connected, completely different, but connected. And the second experience, again, just sitting, paying attention to Jesus within me, worshipping him, just appreciating him, thankfulness. Again, the spirit realm opened up. And I went straight into heaven. And immediately in front of me, I saw hundreds and hundreds of the cloud of witnesses of the family of God that are home there. And they were waiting for me. So hear this for you again. Like I said, you know, they're waiting for us to step into this next level of experience that will activate this transfigured again, transformed state of our being. The next level of us awakened to who we actually are. And so they made a pathway. And they were all looking at me, like loving me. And in this like excited expectation, but also this honor of the holiness of this moment that I'd stepped into, that we'd stepped into. Path opened up and I walked slowly, kind of slightly, not bewildered, but didn't know what was happening. You know, just found myself in the experience, walking through the pathway they made for me. And in front of me in the distance, I could see a mountain range and one extremely high peak, which I understood in my spirit was the highest peak in heaven, the highest peak. And as I continued to walk, as I got to the end of the pathway of the people, of the cloud of witnesses, I began to walk up in the air. And it was like as though I was still on a pathway, but now I was floating, flying, not flying like a bird, but just walking on air, and carried on walking, and then being obviously lifted up in this experience by the Spirit of God, found myself on the top of the highest peak, and Jesus was waiting for me there. Whew. Wow. Oof. Want to honor his presence for a moment. He really wants you to hear this and for you to be taken into this experience, into both experiences. They're connected, like I said. And then on this peak, Jesus had me look out into the distance. So like the cloud of witnesses were behind us, the pathway of people were behind us. We were right way up high. And we looked out together from this huge mountain crest. And for as far as I could see in front of me were thousands upon thousands of angels, thousands of them. They were so clear in front of me. And immediately I understood in my spirit one level. I know there's more understanding to come on this, but on one level, it was that they were waiting to be released, to do the will of Jesus in the earth. I mean, they minister to the heirs of salvation, right? They are messengers of heaven, like we see in the life of, you know, Gabriel recorded for us in the scriptures, and he came and visited Mary. And, you know, you can go on and on and on through the scriptures, right? Michael, you know, and on, where angels come on assignment, right? To bring the messages of God to us. And I could see that in my spiritual eyes, I understood and could see that they were waiting for instruction. And as we begin to experience and move into this next level of awareness of our relationship with Jesus, of who we are in him, and receive this clothing of purity, that we are going to begin to work with Jesus at a different level, to walk with him in a different level of ability to administrate kingdom, to direct as Jesus gives us utterance and flows through us and instructs us. Of course, Holy Spirit's the one that directs the operations of the angels, but we're going to partner with him, partner with Jesus to see them released on assignment into the earth. And I saw I was robed in this long regal robe that covered me from my shoulders to my feet down to the ground. And it was made up, not of fabric, but of this energy that was made up of the word of God and the names of God. So I was clothed in the word of God, clothed in the names of God, clothed in him, because he's the living word, right? And it was swirling around me. So see this for yourself. It's the truth. We are clothed in him. The word of God is enveloping us all the time, protecting us. The covenant promises of God all the time. And so as I came out of that experience, I knew in my spirit that I was experiencing the place that we are invited to live from, that's recorded for us in Song of Solomon, chapter 4. So I wanted to read that to you. And then let's just see where Holy Spirit will take us. I want to pray for you to really step in to being able to experience this for yourself, this next level of infilling of purity, infilling of him, of being completely immersed in the glory of God, and being able to move into this next level of peace, rest, surety of heart, authority in Christ, understanding of the deep mysteries, like I said, of him, of his word, the word of God. Whew, whew, wow, whew, opening to you. Wow, the living word. You experiencing the living word as you're reading the recorded word, which is alive and active, experiencing him with no filters operating that would distort your understanding of who he is, of who you are, of the authority that you carry. Nothing in you other than a heart at rest because you are filled with faith, filled with purity, because you already are, right? Purity is a person. Holiness is the person of Holy Spirit inside of us. And so he's activating our awareness of this being our reality so that we can experience him this way and our life incarnate. So the word of God becomes the expression of who you are at a different level again. And that you can take your position more comprehensively, perhaps, than you ever have, to co-reign with him, to administrate the kingdom realm on earth from heaven, on the highest peak, from the highest peak, the highest state of life that you can possibly experience in Christ, where you see clearly, you discern correctly, you live righteously, you live from rest, trusting him all the time, seeing as he sees, directing the angels, releasing them on assignment, one with him, so that they can continue Jesus's will, his ministry on earth, right, which is to set the captives free, to bind up the brokenhearted, to release those captive in prison, right? Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege of being one with you in your ministry now, that the thousands and thousands and thousands of angels ready right now in heaven to do your bidding are there, about to be released on assignment as we tune in to your purposes, your perspective. Wow. So just listen to this. And I encourage you, as you listen to me read just a few verses from chapter 4 of Song of Solomon, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. I encourage you, listen to Jesus speaking to you through his word. Let this be really personal, because it is. This is what he's saying. Every part of you is so beautiful, my darling. Perfect is your beauty, without flaw within. Now, really hear this. Now you are ready, my bride, to come with me as we climb the highest peaks together. Come with me through the archway of trust. So just do it right now. See him in your spirit, reaching out his hand towards you. That's what he's doing. He's reaching with his heart's desire for you right now, to hear him beckoning you to step into this experience, to come with him, to see what he wants to show you from the highest peak of all, to awaken you to be able to live in a different level of experience, of purity, of heart, of trust continually, and then therefore the authority, experiencing the authority that flows from that state of heart, that internal life. Come with me through the archway of trust, right? That just means trust him. It's poetic language to say, just believe and step in. Come with me through the archway of trust. We will look down from the crest of the glistening mounts and from the summit of our sublime sanctuary. That's poetic language, right, to describe the place you live from, really, which is your union, your relationship with Jesus, right? That's the reality of where we live from all the time. We know that we just tune in and out and in and out, depending on what's going on in our external world that we're responding and reacting to. But right now you have a reset moment to just let go of the external pressures and responsibilities of your life, circumstances, and turn your heart's affection and attention fully in again to Christ within, meaning simply become aware. No matter how you're feeling, just become aware again in this holy moment that you are a spirit being that has a beautiful, powerful soul, your mind, emotions, will, right? That lives in a body, lives in this extraordinary earth suit for your earth journey. That is the temple of Holy Spirit, that is the house of God, the home of God. And right now, he wants you as a spirit being to tune back in to him as a spirit being within you, embracing you in his presence like he did with me. The light, the glory of God is housed within the temple called you right now, and he wants to freshly tune you in, so that you drink deeply and are nourished afresh and experience the immersion of the glory of God as your reality, as your strength, to be washed with purity and holiness again. The one who is purity and holiness touching you in the deepest parts of your life. He can remove anything within you that's not part of his design for you. He doesn't want those things to be your experience, to be your permanent state, for example, trauma and so on. He can dissolve them, no matter where they're held within you. He can dissolve it and wants to dissolve it right now with your love, to wash you, saying to you, you're ready. You're ready, irrespective of how you feel, you're ready to come to the highest peaks with him, to look down from the glistening mount. Let's just read on. We will, this is Jesus speaking to you, we will look down from the crest of the glistening mount and from the summit of our sublime sanctuary. You will look down from there. You access it this way. Turning your attention into him is you stepping through the archway of trust in this moment where you're just prioritizing him again. You're saying yes to the reset. You're saying yes to moving forward into this next level of experience, this deeper level of experience with him. That's you, right? That's how we step through the archway of trust. We simply turn our attention to him. That's faith, because you believe he's there. Otherwise, you wouldn't even turn in, right? We know this, but it's so good to keep resetting ourselves and taking ourselves deeper through the simplicity of our gaze, of our desire for him, just staying in this moment, in this present moment where he is. Let him draw you in so that he can take you high. As you go low, as you lean in and let go, he will take you up. That the crest of a mana is the actual original language described here as the summit of our sublime sanctuary. As we step onto this glistening crest, in the Hebrew, it's described as the crest of a mana, which means the realm of God's promise is realized. So when you live with him in the highest peak where I was in heaven, and I could see vast angels and I could see for miles and miles and miles, I had a long range visibility, clear visibility with Jesus. When I was there, I was experiencing the realm of Jesus, of his presence, where I see as he sees. I understand the word of God. I have clear discernment. I recognize through revelation truth of being with him, the truth of who he is, that bit more, the truth of who we are, and then therefore live by faith, not by sight. It's through my natural strength. I live in the realm of his truth, where my experience becomes the realization of his promises. They begin to be consistently my unfolding experience. And from here, I continually increase in my capacity to move in authority and power, because I'm trusting him. I'm constantly leaning into him, stepping in through the archway of trust. Next verse. Together, it's Jesus speaking to you, together we will wage war in the lion's den and the leopard's lair as they watch nightly for their prey. For you reach into my heart with one flash of your eyes. I am undone by your love, my beloved, my equal, my bride. I'll read on just in a moment, but I just wanted to stop there just to say, remember, there's no fight for Jesus. Satan is a defeated, created being. He's not an equal with God. He was completely stripped of his authority at the cross. He has no power and authority. The only weapon that he uses against us, as we know, is deception. And when you live in the truth, when you live from that place of trusting Jesus, living, leaning in the highest place, constantly just washed with the purity and holiness of his presence, of who he is, being touched by that. When you live there, you see clearly what is truth and what is error, what is truth and what is deception. And the enemy has no ability to hoodwink you because you're living in the light. Like I was in that experience, whereas I was living immersed in the presence of God. I was standing in pure light. I was being filled with pure light because of the finished work of the cross, because of what Jesus did. Everything hidden came into the light. There was no darkness in existence in that moment. I was completely filled with light, with him. And that's true now. That's true. He just wants to increase our capacity to live in this experience, to live from the realm of his presence experientially, and therefore to live continually in faith, continually moving in power and authority, continually administering the realm of the kingdom, working with him to see his redemptive purposes, his ministry to restore all things on earth as it is in heaven, to continue through our lives as we lean. And then we become increasingly a testimony, the testimony of Jesus. We are become a contagious living epistle of hope. Other people read the life, the story of God flowing through our life as we start to showcase a different kingdom. This is what he wants for us. And he's saying, the final verse, you leave me breathless. I am overcome by merely a glance from your worshiping eyes, for you have stolen my heart. I am held hostage by your love and by the graces of righteousness shining upon you. He sees the beauty of divinity, of divine nature within you, flowing from you, the attributes of Christ flowing from you. He knows that victory is secured as you lean into him and you allow his presence to flow out of you. He knows what he can secure for you through your life. There's no weapon that's been formed against you that can ever prosper. ever. The enemy cannot have his way in your life. Ultimately, in every situation where you've experienced warfare, Jesus will have the final say. He will have the final word because he's working everything together for your good. Everything into conformity with the counsel of his perfect will in your life. And again, he's moved us into a different day. He's taking us from glory to glory to glory to glory. He's bringing us forth like Daniel saw, as stars shining brilliantly at the end of the age, leading many to righteousness, leading us forth, bringing us into ultimately fully transfigured state. This is our invitation to go to the next level of this experience. And you will find as a result of it, because Jesus is the King, the one who is shining through you, releasing his power and authority through you, that every work of darkness in your life will be defeated, and every situation that needs to be restored and be healed, he will touch it and he will do it as you simply, freshly, daily adopt this posture of humility, of faith, just leaning in. And as, like I said, as you go through the archway of trust, you end up on the crest of Amana, the highest peak together, meaning the highest level of experience that you can enter into in your relationship with Jesus, the highest level of awareness, discernment, wisdom, clarity internally, purity of heart. Wow. Wow. This is your future, right? It's now, and it's our future as we go from glory to glory to glory, hand in hand with Jesus, moving forward, ultimately to the penultimate moment of human history, and then on into eternity as Jesus turns the page of life as he created it. So I pray that you will go deeper and deeper and deeper into this experience for yourself, and that you will find that as you look back, even over the last few weeks, that you'll start, as you go forward into this experience, you'll find that you realize you're living from there. You're living from there. Flooded with purity, flooded with peace, flooded with humility, flooded with authority, manifesting the word, his intention for your life, manifesting the promises, seeing the promises in your life experiences over and over and over, because that's his will for you and for me as his people, as his image. He's restoring to us the life experience that he originally desired for us to have and has now made possible for us to step back into because of the cross. And it glorifies him. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my brother, my sister watching, listening to me right now, being completely, gloriously wrecked by you today. And over this coming week and the coming weeks ahead, that they will experience you this way in the fullness of everything that you have in your heart for them to be their life. Amen. Amen. Have the most amazing week. I encourage you to listen to this a few times in it until you explode into the experience of it fully. Have the most amazing week. I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.